There are a lot of seemingly unbreakable records in sports. Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game, Nolan Ryan's 7 no-hitters, Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hit streak. But there's another record you might be less familiar with, and it would be pretty hard to break, too. Only A Game's Jonathan Chang has the story.
Detroit has one timeout left. Here we go!
On July 22, 2008, in the closing seconds of a game between the Detroit Shock and the LA Sparks, a brawl broke out. Nancy Lieberman was at a restaurant with her son TJ for his 14th birthday. They watched a melee on TV.
And I'm looking at this going, oh my gosh, this is crazy. I mean, it was a full-on fight.
Lieberman was a 50-year-old analyst for ESPN. But watching the brawl, she didn't see the situation through the lens of a sportscaster. Instead,
I looked at that and I went, oh my gosh, I'm playing.
It all started a year earlier at the 2007 WNBA All-Star Game.
I was doing the TV for ESPN and, you know, they had the skills challenge.
The producers wanted Lieberman to test out the skills challenge, an event designed to showcase a player's dribbling and passing ability so Lieberman could better describe it for the TV audience.
So I took my shoes off, but I was, you know, dressed up more for TV than for, I didn't have any athletic gear on. So they're like, ready, go. And as I finished, I didn't realize that Bill Laimbeer was sitting like off in the bleachers somewhere.
Laimbeer was the head coach of the Shock.
And he came up to me, he goes, that's unbelievable, your time. And I said, really? He goes, you still play? And I said, yeah, I mess around and play a little. He says, when do you turn 50? I said, next July 1st. He says, let's make history. And I was like, what? He goes, play at 50 for me. I was like, absolutely. So I knew I was going to play in 2008. I didn't know when.
After that conversation, Lieberman began training, running hills, lifting, playing pickup games.
I wanted to see what my limits were, what my capabilities were, and, you know, to walk out there and go, well, you know, who's the 25-year-old and who's the 50-year-old? If you lined our bodies up and you didn't see our heads, you wouldn't know. That was my goal.
So when that brawl broke out between Detroit and L.A., Lieberman was ready to go. The league suspended 5 players from each team and one of Detroit's assistant coaches.
And Bill called me late that night and he goes, nah, I got a couple roster spots available. he said, I think this is as good a time as any. And so he says, can you come to Houston tomorrow? And I said, yes, sir.
Nancy Lieberman is no stranger to setting records. In 1976, when she was 18, she became the youngest basketball player to medal at the Olympics. In college, she led Old Dominion University to an NIT title and 2 national championships. In an era when few talked about women's basketball, Lieberman was a national star. Lieberman was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1996, but it wasn't until the following year that the WNBA began.
So I played at 39. I guess I was the oldest player in the league at that point.
Lieberman says she wanted to play until she was 40. But after that season, she received an offer to become the head coach and general manager of the newly founded Detroit Shock.
And I was so excited. 6 months later, my family moved to Detroit.
After 3 seasons, Lieberman left the Shock and became an analyst at ESPN. On July 24th, 2008, 50-year-old Nancy Lieberman was scheduled to be in Houston for ESPN.
After Bill called me, I called my boss at ESPN and said, I'm not going to be able to do the game. And Pat goes, why? I said, I'm going to be playing. And she goes, what? I go, it's a long story, but I'm signing a contract in the morning with the Detroit Shock. I didn't really have much time to be by myself, except I did go back to my room before we went to the arena. And I sat there. I can remember sitting on the bed, just kind of think about what it meant to me. You know, I've given my life to this game. And here it was on yet another level.
When game time rolled around, Lieberman didn't get to start, and that was okay.
The funny part is I'm sitting on the bench and my son is sitting like across courtside and he's like looking at his watch and tapping his watch like, come on, when are we going to get this thing going? I'm like, dude, man, coach is going to put me in when he wants me to go in.
And it didn't take long before that happened.
And with a minute one to go in the first quarter, we have some people in the arena standing up because Nancy Lieberman, the Hall of Famer, is now in the basketball game.
You know, when I went into the game, and I did tell my teammates, I said, even if I'm on the court and I don't look at you, just keep your hands up. And they were like, what? I said, please.
In her day, Lieberman had been known for her no-look passes.
And then when I threw the pass,
it was over the shoulder in traffic.
To my teammate, and she scored, and she was like, oh my gosh, I almost didn't see it. I was like, I'm just so happy you made it. And it was all over SportsCenter.
The Detroit Shock lost 61-79 to the Houston Comets, and Lieberman posted just 2 assists in 9 minutes. But she had impressed even her opponents by breaking her own record as the oldest player to ever play in a WNBA game.
You know, I remember Tina Thompson hugging me and lifting me off the floor and telling me how proud she was of me. And that's all you could do as an athlete is hope that you've done it the right way and you've been a good influencer. I mean, I had hundreds of thousands of letters from people all over the world, you know. Nobody was negative. Probably TJ, because he wanted me to play more minutes. But it was really great. And, you know, even with Bill, it was, there's no need to play another game. And I was like, it can't get better than this. Why would I do anything other than what I just did? And I was like, that's it. I'm retired.
A few days later, Lieberman was back at her old job at ESPN. Is this the most unbreakable record of them all?
Every record is breakable. It's just how far it's pushed. If somebody does it, I would certainly applaud them. You know, I'm not here to hoard anything. We're kind of pushing each other to greatness.
That story came from Only a Game's Jonathan Chang. Nancy Lieberman is now the head coach of Team Power of the Big Three Basketball League.